Interestingly enough, when you start to crank the data, these pockets of futureless language speakers all around the world turn out to be, by and large, some of the world's best savers. Just to give you a hint of that, let's look back at that OECD graph that we were talking about. What you see is these bars are systematically taller and systematically shifted to the left compared to these bars, which are the members of the OECD that speak futured languages. What is the average difference here? 5 percentage points of your GDP saved per year. Over 25 years, that has huge long-run effects on the wealth of your nation. Now, while these findings are suggestive, countries can be different in so many different ways that it's very, very difficult sometimes to account for all of these possible differences. What I'm going to show you, though, is something that I've been engaging in for a year, which is trying to gather all of the largest data sets that we have access to as economists, and I'm going to try and strip away all of those possible differences, hoping to get this relationship to break. All right? And just in summary, no matter how far I push this, I can't get it to break. Let me show you how far you can do that. One way to imagine that is I gather large data sets from around the world. So, for example, there's the Survey of Health and Retirement in Europe. From this data set, you actually learn that retired European families are extremely patient with survey takers.